जी हरे कृष्णा जी कमलपति माता जी दंडवत प्रणाम टू यू एंड ऑल वैष्णवा श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय वृंदा
हरे कृष्णा वृंदा गोपिका माता जी थैंक यू फॉर जॉइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर एसोसिएशन आई एक्सेप्ट माय हंबल ऑब्लिगेशंस ऑलवेज टू श्री प्रभुपाद गुरु महाराज हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन टुडे वेलकम टू भक्ति साम्राज्य कॉन्फ्रेंस Today's class will be given by His Grace, Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhuji. Before that, I would like to read the quotes by Srila Prabhupada on the 28th of June. The holy day is so powerful that even by chanting with offense, gradually he becomes pure. Therefore, we should not give up chanting. Any circumstances, we should go on chanting Hare Krishna. That was June 28, 1975. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhuji. And today, Prabhuji is giving class on Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 9, text number 51 through 56. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for joining and giving us your valuable association and time. Thank you, Prabhuji. Please take over the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kaumataki Mataji. And my gratitude also to Preeti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to speak on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat today. Let's chant our Mangalacharan prayers. Please note that today is a very auspicious day. Today is the Tirobhav Tithi, disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Both are very great acharyas in our parampara. Shri Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani directly, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is considered the seventh Goswami of our Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and he is an incarnation of Kamala Manjari, the foremost assistant of Shri Rupa Manjari, the dearmost Manjari maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Let us chant our Mangalacharan prayers. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्री वार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धा अपसिद्धांत ध्वांतहारिणे गौ नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्भ रसाम्बोधे पादाम्बुजायते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवरायते गौरविर्भावभूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टा सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य भागवत बाय श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर आदि खंड चैप्टर 9 वर्स नंबर 51 लक्ष्मणेर भावे प्रभु हयसे रूप भुजिते ना पारे शिशु मानये कौतुक श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द वेरी स्वीट चाइल्डहुड एक्टिविटीज ऑफ श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कृष्ण कृष्ण एंड बलराम परफॉर्म देयर ब्यूटिफुल past times on this earth planet approximately 5000 years ago. And then after they disappeared from this world, Kali Yuga started. Kali Yuga is marked by this period, which is going to last for 432,000 years. It is marked by quarrel, fighting, disagreements, and hypocrisy. Kalah Lati Iti Kali. This age is that age which brings quarrel. There will be quarrel and fighting between nations, between religions, between husband and wife, between friends, between siblings. Everyone will fight. That is the hallmark of this age called Kali Yuga. There are four ages, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. So Kali Yuga started. And to bestow their sweet mercy on the people of Kali Yuga, which is the worst period out of the four periods, the Supreme Lordships, Shri Krishna and Shri Balaram, again came just 500 years ago. They again appeared as Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shri Nityananda Prabhu. So these are the pastimes of Shri Nityananda Prabhu. When Shri Nityananda Prabhu was a young boy, young lad, 4 or 5 years old. His favorite activity was to enact spiritual dramas with his friends. And all these dramas were based on the ancient scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Valmiki Ramayana, the other Puranas like Vishnu Puran, Padma Puran. Based on these authentic Vedic literatures, Nitai, as he was fondly called by his villagers, Nitai and his friends, all of them were 4 or 5 years old. they would enact this beautiful, amazing pastimes in a very realistic way. They were completely absorbed in the pastimes. And today we are reading how Nityananda Prabhu, because he is Balram, he is also Lakshman. So Ram and Lakshman appeared in Treta Yuga. Then in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna and Balram appeared. Ram is Krishna and Lakshman is Balram. And then in Kali Yuga, they came as Nimai and Nitai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu is Balram and he is also Lakshman, the younger brother of Lord Ram. So today he is enacting pastimes from the Ramayana. And naturally, Nityananda Prabhu, being Lakshman, he wants to enact the role of Lakshman. Lakshmanera bhave Prabhu haya sei rupa bhujitena pare shishu manaye kautuka. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was absorbed in the mood of Lakshman. The boys, his friends, however, could not understand this and thought it was just a game. The friends thought that this is just acting, some drama, some fun. But actually, Nityananda Prabhu was completely absorbed in the mood of Lakshman because he is Lakshman. Verse number 52. Panchavanarera brupe bhule shishugana varta jitnyasaye prabhu haya lakshmana. On another occasion, five boys took the role of monkeys and the Lord took the role of Lakshman. Nityananda Prabhu took the role of Lakshman and five of his friends were playing the roles of Hanuman, Nala, Neela, Tara and Sugriv. Sugriv, the king of the monkeys, and his four ministers. This was the five friends of Nitai. They took these roles. Sugriv, Nala, Neela, Tara and Hanuman. Shilabh. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Pancha Vanarera or five monkeys are the king Sugriv and his four ministers, Hanuman, Nala, Neela and Tara. This is from Ramayana Kishkinda Khanda 13.4. Or it could be Hanuman, Jambavan, Mahinda and Dvivida based on Mahabharata, Vana Parva 279.23. Verse number 53. Ketora vanara saba bula vane vane ami raghu natha bhritya bolamura sthane. Who are you monkeys wandering in the forest? I am the servant of Lord Ramchandra. Tell me who you are. So Lakshman is asking these monkeys that, who are you monkeys wandering in the forest? As far as I am concerned, I am the servant of Lord Ramchandra. Tell me who you are. Lakshman is saying like that to the monkeys when they meet in the forest. Tara bole amara valira bhaye buli dekhah shri Ramachandra laipada dhuli. The monkeys replied, we are wandering about in fear of Vali. Vali ra bhaye. We are afraid of Vali. Therefore, we are wandering here and there. Please take us to Lord Ramchandra. Dekhaha Shri Ramachandra. Take us to Lord Ram. We wish to take the dust of his lotus feet. Laya pada dhuli. We want to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. Please take us to Lord Ram. The monkeys, five monkeys told. Sugriv and his ministers, they told Lakshman. Verse number 55. Tasabare kole kari aise laiya Shri Rama charane pade dandavata haiya. The Lord embraced them and led them to Shri Ramachandra, which means Lakshman embraced them and took them to Shri Ramachandra, whereupon they fell at his feet. Shri Rama charane pade dandavata haiya. They offered dandavat pranam at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. These monkeys, Sugriv and his four ministers. For an elaborate explanation, for an elaboration on verses 52 through 55, one should refer to the Ramayana Kishkinda Khanda chapters 2 and 3, 2 and 4, and the Mahabharata Vana Parva 279 point 9, 10 and 11. End of purport. Shri Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. In these verses, we are being taught a very important principle in life, my dear friends. And this is the principle of Sharanagati. Sharanagati means to surrender to the Lord and to take shelter of the Lord. Sugriv and his ministers, they were constantly living in fear of Vali. And the only way, did I cover all the verses or did I miss some verse? Are we supposed to stop where I stopped or? Hold on, let me check. 56. One second. Yeah, we did not read 56. So let us read 56 verse. Indrajita vadha lila kona dina kore. Kona dina apane lakshmana bhave hare. Indrajita vadhalila kona dina kare. One day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu enacted the pastime of killing Indrajit, the son of Ravan. And one day, kona dina apane lakshmana bhave hare. And one day, in the mood of Lakshman, he accepted defeat. So, Lakshman performed the Leela of accepting defeat at the hands of Indrajit. And then he also killed Indrajit in the next battle. So, both these pastimes were enacted by Lakshman. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada writes, one may refer to Ramayana and the Mahabharata for an elaboration on Indrajit Vadh Leela, the killing of Indrajit by Lord Lakshman. Hare Krishna. So here we see how the monkeys were in constant fear of Vali. Vali was very arrogant and very proud of his strength. But by surrendering to Lord Ramachandra, by accepting Lord Ramachandra as their well-wisher and friend and guide, they were able to get rid of the menace of Vali. They were able to overcome their fear of Vali by complete surrender to Lord Ramachandra. Not by their strength, not by their intelligence, not by their planning could they overcome Vali, but simply by doing one thing, Sharanagati. Sharanagati means to surrender to the Lord and to accept the shelter of the Lord. That Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my eternal well-wisher. Just by accepting this one principle of Sharanagati, complete surrender to the Lord, Sugriv and his ministers, they all attained Abhayam, fearlessness. Vibhishan also attained Abhayam, fearlessness. This is a very important principle. In this material world, we are all afraid. No one can say that I am not afraid. That is why we have seat belts, because we are all afraid. That is why we have insurance policies, because we are all afraid. So at every step in life, we are afraid. That's why we have annual physical exams. That's why we have all these mammograms and colonoscopies and screening chest CTs and all these things are in place because we are afraid. Because we are afraid, we have vaccinations. All vaccines are simply out of fear. Simply out of fear. There is no second reason. We are afraid of the disease. That's why we take vaccines. That's why we have CDC. Because we are afraid, we have the weather channel. Because we want to know when the next tornado is coming, or when there is a hurricane coming, or how hot it's going to be, because we don't want to get a sunstroke or a heat stroke. So we are afraid. Whether we acknowledge it, accept it, or whether we don't, all of us are afraid. It's an essential factor in this world for every living entity. Whether it's a dog, whether it's a deer, whether it's a snake. Oftentimes snakes also, they strike because they're afraid. They want to protect themselves. So we are all in fear. And the only way to get rid of this fear is to take Sharanagati, to completely surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna and accept Krishna as our best friend, our eternal well-wisher and our protector. The verses that we read today from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, by enacting these important pastimes. What is the meaning of drama, spiritual drama, or enactment of the Lord's pastimes? It means we want to relive the divine Leela, the divine pastimes. It means we want to remember Krishna Leela. It means we want to absorb our consciousness in Krishna Leela. We don't want to forget Krishna. That is the mood of enacting all these dramas. So through this drama today, Sri Nityananda Prabhu is teaching us whether we have fear of Vali or whether we have fear of Indrajit. We have to take shelter, Sharanagati. Take shelter of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. This same principle, my dear friends, is taught to us very beautifully by Shri Gadadhar Pandit and Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So let us quickly see the lives of these two great acharyas. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who came to understand Shri Radha Pranaya Mahima. Lord Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the glory, Mahima, of Radharani's love, Shri Radha Pranaya. To understand the glory of Radharani's love for Krishna, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adopting the mood and sentiments of Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupa. But for Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deeply understand the mood of Radharani, he needs Radharani to teach him what is Radha Bhava. Therefore, Radharani externally also came with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Internally, she is there in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, guiding from within. But she was also guiding from without. Just like we need Krishna as our Paramatma Chaitya Guru guiding us from within, but we also need a Diksha and Shiksha Guru externally to teach us. We need spiritual master internally and externally. Similarly, Lord Krishna needs Radha Bhav internally as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and externally as Sri Gadadhar Pandit. That is why Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit externally, to actually sit and teach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what is Radha Bhav. Therefore, every day for 2 to 3 hours at Tota Gopinath in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, Sri Gadadhar Pandit would give a class, give a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit and hear, learning from Radharani, what is her love? What is her mood? What is the sweetness of her feelings for Krishna? And that, after being taught by Sri Gadadhar Pandit, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the Gambhira and all night with Radharani's maid servants, Radharani's friends and assistants, Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi, Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Ramananda Raya, he would actually imbibe those teachings and experience the love and emotions of Radharani at night in solitude. That is the Gambhira Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. this is the position of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Very confidential position. Shri Gadadhar Pandit was the disciple of Shri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is an incarnation of Shri Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the eternal father of Radharani in Golok Vrindavan. Shri Gadadhar Pandit was also a spiritual master. He gave Diksha to Shri Vallabhacharya. And he had many disciples. He was a guru, Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Once, Shri Gadadhar Pandit gave initiation, Diksha, to a particular devotee. Unfortunately, that devotee deviated from the spiritual standards. And he left the service of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. This is what happens if we are not Sharanagat, if we are not surrendered. We have a risk of spiritual fall down. Every devotee must be very careful. Unless we practice the principles of Sharanagati, it is very likely that we will have spiritual difficulties. So this particular devotee, he took initiation from Shri Gadadhar Pandit, but then deviated from those principles and he left his spiritual master. After he left, the spiritual master has to suffer if a disciple deviates, because the spiritual master has accepted the disciple as his own. And therefore, the spiritual master is fully responsible for the disciple. Just like if there is a company, there are employees and there is a CEO, or there is an owner of the company. If the employees make a mistake, then the company gets sued. And then the owner of the company has to bear the expenses, has to bear the brunt. So similarly, when a disciple misbehaves, when a disciple commits sins, the spiritual master is responsible. Therefore, to take initiation and to accept a guru is a very joyous occasion. Devotees are very excited and happy when they get initiation, but it is also a time of great responsibility. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna kare tare atma sam. At the time of initiation, the disciple completely surrenders to the guru. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Atma samarpan means sharanagati. It is one of the six limbs of sharanagati, atma nivedanam. Sei kale krishna kare tare atma sam. Then at that time, Krishna accepts the disciple as his own. So Krishna is accepting the disciple on the guarantee of the spiritual master. So spiritual master is responsible for the deliverance and the behavior. Deliverance and the deviation of the disciple. The spiritual master is answerable and accountable. So after this disciple of Shri Gadadhar Pandit fell down, Shri Gadadhar Pandit experienced the reaction. And what was the reaction? Shri Gadadhar Pandit became very disturbed in his mind. And he could not concentrate on his mantra when he sat down for japa, for chanting. His confidential mantra that he had received. So there are two types of mantras. There is the mantra for kirtan and japa called Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is for everyone. Initiation is not required to chant this mantra. Anybody can chant. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamata smarane nakala. For chanting Naam, there is no initiation required. There are no rules and regulations. There are no hard and fast rules for Naam. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Naam. It is Naam. Shodashaka Naam Naam. Iti Shodashaka Naam Naam. Kali Kalma Shanashanam. Nata Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Trishate. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is Iti Shodashakam Naam Naam. This is Naam. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Naam. 16 names. Shodashaka Naam. So there are no rules and regulations. Anybody can chant. Initiation is also not required. But for the Diksha mantras, like the Kam Gayatri mantra, the Gopal mantra, initiation is required. The Brahma Gayatri mantra, initiation is required. And Shri Gadadhar Pandit had received his Diksha mantra, initiation mantra from Shri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and now he just couldn't concentrate on it because his disciple had deviated. So he became very disturbed and he told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri that, hey Mahaprabhu, can you please chant the mantra again in my right ear? So this Diksha mantra has to be chanted in the right ear while the disciple is sitting facing the north. The spiritual master sits on the right side of the disciple and speaks the mantra in the right ear. So Sri Gadadhar Pandit requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please can you speak this mantra in my right ear? Because I have lost my focus, my concentration on the mantra because of the misbehavior of my disciple. Please help me. I'm not able to focus on my mantra. Help me. Either one's Diksha Guru or someone who is a Jagat Guru or Shiksha Guru can chant the mantra. And Sri Gadadhar Pandit requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant the mantra because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru, Vasudeva Jagat Guru. If the Diksha Guru, the initiating spiritual master, is not available, then one's Shiksha Guru or a Jagat Guru can chant. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by Gadadhar Pandit. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that your Gurudev is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a very advanced pure devotee. If I speak the mantra in your ear, it will be an offense to Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi. It will be an offense on your part to hear the Diksha mantra from someone else other than your guru, and it will be an offense on my part to step on the toes of Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi and speak the Diksha mantra to you again. So it is inappropriate for you and it is inappropriate for me. Therefore, we should not do this. I will not do this. Sri Gadadhar Pandit said, but what do I do then? I need to hear it from my guru. My guru is not here. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you pray and I will also pray. Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi is such a pure devotee that he will answer our prayers. And very soon, within 10 days, he will come to Jagannath Puri and he will reinitiate you. So, Sri Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also considered Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi as a father figure. He would call him his father, Bap. So they both prayed that Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi should come to Jagannath Puri to save Sri Gadadhar Pandit. This is Sharanagati. To have exclusive dedication, exclusive devotion to one's guru. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana bahushakhaya nantascha budhaya avyavasayana. Exclusive surrender to the guru. That without your mercy, I am finished. Yogyata bichare kichu nahi paya tomara karuna sara. Karuna na hoi be kandiya kandiya pranana rakhi boara. Shila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. Today is his disappearance day. That if you analyze what is my qualification, yogyata vichare kichu nahi paya. I don't have any qualification. I don't have any good qualities. Tomara karuna sara. I am simply made up of the mercy of my Gurudev. Gurudev kripa bindu diya. I am only made of the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. And if my Guru Maharaj does not do karuna, does not give me mercy, then I will simply cry. Karuna na hoibe kandiya kandiya, I'll simply cry. Prana na rakhi bohar, I'll not be able to maintain my life. I'll not be able to survive without my guru. This is called ananyata. And this principle was taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the example of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. When Sri Gadadhar Pandit earnestly prayed, within 10 days, Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Jagannath Puri Dham. And he spoke the mantra again into the right ear of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. And Sri Gadadhar Pandit became ecstatic. The mantra appeared in his heart again. And he became ecstatic. See, when we chant mantras, whether it is Hare Krishna Mahamantra or any mantra, we chant it mechanically. Just the tongue is vibrating, ears are hearing. But actually that is not chanting. Because the name is non-different from Krishna Swarup, from Krishna Leela, from Krishna Dham. So those who chant Shuddha Naam, when they chant Hare Krishna, they experience all the sweetness of Krishna's Roop, Krishna's Leela, and Krishna's Dham. That is called Shuddha Naam. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, the Leela starts manifesting. Krishna's beautiful form starts manifesting before the eyes. Just by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the experience of our Acharyas. And that started happening again for the Adhar Pandit as soon as he heard from Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But the principle that Sri Gadadhar Pandit is teaching us is exclusive devotion to one's Guru. I will not go here and there. Just my Gurudev. My Gurudev. So this important principle is taught. Now let us examine the life of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in a very pious family. He was named Kedarnath Dutt. He was a very brilliant student. He was born in British India, India that was controlled by the British. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in this world in 1838 AD, in the year 1838 AD. So it was a long time ago. At that time, India was under the British Raj. He got education. He was a linguist. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur was expert in Sanskrit, in Bengali, in Oriya, in Urdu, and few other languages. In fact, he even wrote a book in Urdu, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote books in Bengali. He wrote books in Sanskrit, just pure Sanskrit. So he was a very great linguist, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In the year 1871, so Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in 1838. In the year 1871, so when he was hardly 33 years old, many of us are more than 33 years old, right? I am 42. Many of us are more than 33 years old. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was 33 years old, and he only had, so Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is said to have had more than 10 children. He had he and his good wife, Sri Bhagwati Devi Dasi. They both were a very happily married couple. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a householder, a grihastha, and he had more than 10 children. His fourth son was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. By this time, by 1970, by 1870, 1871, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not even born. He had not appeared in this world. So we are talking when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was just 32, 33 years old. He was the magistrate of Jagannath Puri in Orissa. He was deputed by the British government. He was a magistrate. He had judicial powers. And especially the management of the Jagannath temple was the duty of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was not initiated by this time. Please remember, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not have a Tulsi Kanthi Mala. He did not have a Shikha. He did not have the Brahmin thread. And he did not have a Guru. He's only 32, 33 years old. He has three children. Lalita Prasad is just born when he went to Jagannath Puri in the first year after moving to Jagannath Puri. Close to Bhuvaneshwar, in a village, Sharadiyapur, there lived, just outside the village in the jungle, there lived a very notorious cheater. His name was Bisakisen. He belonged to the Atibari Sampradaya. Long ago, 500 years ago, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very dear associate was Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. At that time in Jagannath Puri, a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, who who was a very learned scholar of Sanskrit and Orian language. His name was Jagannath Das. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him and placed him under the care of Srila Haridas Thakur. For some time, Jagannath Das served under Srila Haridas Thakur, but then he left the service of Srila Haridas Thakur. See, we are repeatedly seeing how much problem is created when a disciple deviates and leaves the Sharanagati of Sri Guru, leaves the shelter of Sri Guru. We saw how Sri Gadadhar Pandit's disciple deviated and left, and how Sri Gadadhar Pandit had to take so much suffering and anxiety. And now we are seeing Srila Haridas Thakur's disciple, Jagannath Das, also left his guru. And he actually left Jagannath Puri and started his own movement, started his own society. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected Jagannath Das because he gave up service of his guru, Srila Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu banned and banished Jagannath Das. Atibar. So because he was banned from the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Jagannath Das was called Atibari. He was barred from coming in the association of the pure Vaishnavas. And he started his own sampradaya. It was called Atibari Sampradaya. In this Atibari Sampradaya, this Jagannath Das, he wrote a poetic commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But he added a lot of deviations of his own into that. And unfortunately, it became very popular in Orissa. Even today, it is read and recited. Jagannath Das's poetry of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But it is completely unbona fide. In the line, in this Atibari Sampradaya, came this Bisaki Sen. He performed a lot of penances and austerities and tapasya. As a result, he got some mystic siddhis, mystic powers. And he became very powerful in those villages near Bhuvaneshwar. He was called Bisaki Sen, and he claimed to be incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu. He even appointed two of his chelas as the Guna Avatars, Brahma and Shiva. He used to call them, this is Brahma, this is Shiva, and I am Vishnu. And he had many powers, mystic powers, magical powers. And the innocent villagers believed him to be God. He got some local kings, rajas, to donate money and land. And he built his big ashram in the forest. And he claimed that very soon he will drive the British out of India. And he will free India from British Raj. And he will become the undisputed king of India. He said, I am Krishna. And I desire to enjoy Rasa Leela. And he demanded that the young girls from the nearby villages should be brought to him so that on a full moon night, on a Purnima night, he can have his Rasa Leela. And he did. He enjoyed with many girls. Some of them were unmarried and some of them were married. He was so popular that women would just flock to go to him. He could easily cure people of deadly diseases. If someone had a tumor or a cancer, yeah, or someone had some serious injury, Bisaki Sen could very easily cure those people immediately. He could produce gold out of nowhere in his fist. He could produce fire from his head. He would make predictions. He could make people sick. He was very powerful. And seeing his powers, people thought he must be really God. Complaints started coming to the chief of police in Bhuvaneshwar and in Jagannath Puri that he has made many girls pregnant and he has polluted women from good families. This fellow has to be stopped. Some husbands complained that our wives have gone and spent time with him. This is unacceptable. He has to be stopped. He's a menace. When this complaint started coming, the commissioner of Jagannath Puri assigned the case to the magistrate, Shri Kedarnath Dutt, who is our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The case came in the hands of Shila, on the desk of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why? Because they knew that he was spiritually very powerful and he was very competent in his work. So when the case came to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he immediately went to that village, Sharadiyapur, to investigate. He was accompanied by the chief of police of Jagannath Puri and a dozen police constables. They reached the village in the evening, and when they reached just outside the village in the jungle, they saw the ashram of this Bisakisen. He was sitting with a straight back in front of a sacrificial fire, and there were hundreds of people sitting there, and they were offering prayers to Bisakisen. Bisakisen closed his eyes when Bhaktivinoda Thakur came into the assembly. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came alone because the chief of police and the constables who accompanied him, they were afraid of Bisakisen. They were afraid of going in his presence. So they hid behind trees, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur alone went into that assembly. As soon as he went, Bisakisen closed his eyes and said, "Babu, your name is Kedarnath Datta. You are the magistrate of Jagannath Puri. And you have come to arrest me, correct?" Everybody was surprised. How does Bisakisen know? He knows everything. He's God. He's God. Jai Bisakisen. Jai Bisakisen. Everybody started applauding. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him that, "Why are you polluting the girls of this area?" He said, "Oh, because I am Krishna. I am Mahavishnu. And I am enjoying my Rasa Leela with them." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "A jiva can never become Jagadish. A soul can never become super soul. A living entity can never become God. Please do not cheat the people like this. You are just an ordinary person." "Oh, if I am ordinary person, then how I could predict? How I could know who you are?" And then Bisakisen started telling the entire personal details of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Where he was born, what his age was, what was his wife's name, how many children he had, where his house was. All the details he started telling by his mystic power. And everybody was astounded except Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not too impressed by this. He said, "This is just some yogic mystic power. It is very common. But this doesn't make you God. These powers are being given to you by God." Bisakisen insisted, "No, I am God. Very soon I will kill all the British people in India and I will take over as the king of India. And if you cooperate with me, then I will make you the governor of entire Orissa. How about that?" Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not interested. He said, "I have come to arrest you. I have come to arrest you." Bisakisen said, "How can you arrest the Supreme Lord? I am the Supreme Lord. Don't you understand?" Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Well, if you are the Supreme Lord, what are you doing here in this jungle? Why don't you go and live in Jagannath Puri in the temple of Lord Jagannath? He is Jagannath. He is the Lord of the universe." At this, Bisakisen roared. He said, "Jagannath is not God. He is just a piece of dead wood. Jagannath is not God. He is just a piece of dead wood." He roared. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was infuriated at this. And that Chaitanya Dev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is actually my devotee, Bisakisen said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my devotee. Jagannath is just a piece of dead wood. I am the real Jagannath. He said, "I am the real God and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my devotee." This was outrageous. This was simply outrageous. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided then and there that I am going to punish this wicked fellow because he is blaspheming Jagannath, he is blaspheming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is cheating all these innocent people. He ordered the police immediately arrest him. Bisakisen said, "I know they are hiding in fear of me behind those trees. I know all your police forces hiding. They will not dare to arrest me," Bisakisen challenged. In fact, Bisakisen told Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that, "You are also my devotee. I know you are a Vaishnava. You are actually my devotee. Come and serve me. I will make you the governor of Orissa." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "No, I will arrest you and you will stand trial in Jagannath Puri." In the land of Lord Jagannath, who you are offending, in his land, you will stand trial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur went back to the chief of police, who was very scared, and told him, let's go get a bullock cart from the village and let's summon more police force. So they went to the village, and by next day, they collected 100 armed police constables. They were armed with rifles and machetes. And the rifles at their tip had the bayonet, like which is like a big dagger. They were armed with guns. And the chief of police was there. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur personally came with them. Even with the guns in their hands, the police constables were afraid to approach Baisakhi Sen. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I will personally arrest him. Don't be afraid. Come. Jagannath is our protector. We don't have to be afraid of this Jiva. Jiva can never become Jagannath. He's just ordinary soul. Let's arrest him. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went. And he was, Baisakhi Sen was sitting there in the morning, again in front of his sacrificial fire. As soon as the Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave the order, arrest him, Baisakhi Sen put his face and his head into the fire, held it for some time, and then again sat up straight. And there was not a burn mark, nothing. He was completely unscathed, unaffected. The police and the people, they were so afraid. My God, even fire cannot touch this fellow. How we can arrest him? Impossible. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, these are all mystic powers. Don't be scared. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself went and arrested him. Now everybody was surprised how he is not resisting. Baisakhi Sen is not resisting. Actually, Baisakhi Sen was scared of all the guns and all the 100 soldiers with rifles. And he was afraid of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But you know what Baisakhi Sen told as he was handcuffed and put on the bullock cart? He said, this is my Leela. I am getting arrested because my devotee Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to arrest me. Satyam vidhatum nija bhritya bhashitam. He said, it is the nature of Lord Vishnu to listen to his devotees. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is my devotee and he wants to arrest me, I am going along with him. Don't worry. I am going to kill the British and I will come back as the king of India. He sat on the bullock cart and started manifesting different magics. He was producing ashes, producing fire. And everybody was scared except Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He took him to Jagannath Puri and put him behind bars. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to the neighboring villages and collected evidence against Baisakhi Sen. And he found plenty of evidence. He was stealing money from people, extorting money from people. Some people praised him, that he cured me of my disease. I had a spear injury and it was not healing, and Baisakhi Sen put some ashes and immediately I was healed. So many people, my child had fever, he just touched him and my child was restored to good health. So many people were praising him, but many people were telling horrendous stories, how he cheated them, how he looted them. Collecting all this evidence against Baisakhi Sen, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came, and for 18 days, the trial lasted in the district court of Jagannath Puri. And Baisakhi Sen, on the fourth day of trial, threatened Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, if you go ahead with my prosecution, you will really pay the price. You will suffer miserably. In fact, right now, go to your house and see what a great calamity has befallen your family. There was pin drop silence in the court. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went home and he saw that his daughter, she was hardly 5 years old. Her name was Kadambini. She had such a high fever, Her body was burning. She was getting seizures, febrile seizures. And she was in and out of consciousness. It seemed as if she would not survive. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's good wife, Srimati Bhagwati Devidasi, she begged her husband, oh Thakur Mahashay, please let that Baisakhi Sen go. Otherwise our daughter will die. Please, please. This is all Baisakhi Sen's curse. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his wife in front of all the servants, let our daughter Kadambini die. Let me die. Let all of us die. We will all die and perish. No problem. But this wicked Baisakhi Sen, who has offended Sri Jagannath and who has offended Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, must be punished. Must be punished. I will not let him go scot-free. Such was the determination of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sri Bhagwati Devi Dasi asked her husband, but what about our daughter? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, just pray to Jagannath and Lord Jagannath, he will cure our daughter. And they just chanted the names of Jagannath, they just chanted the names of Krishna, and by evening, the fever went away. And in the evening, Kadambini was playing in the courtyard. She was playing in the courtyard. Next day, again, the trial resumed. Bisakisen said, oh, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you have not learned your lesson. Now go and see what is happening to the high school in Jagannath Puri. Some constables went running, and right at that time, in real time, the school, high school of Jagannath Puri, was ablaze. There was a great fire. And everybody started blaming Bisakisen. Oh, this is because of Bisakisen. This is out of nowhere the fire started. Fortunately, there were no injuries, but everyone was scared of Bisakisen. God knows what's coming next. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was undeterred. He just went on with the trial, produced so much evidence. 17 days of trial were over, and there was plenty of evidence against Bisakisen. The local villagers who supported Bisakisen, they contributed money and they hired the best lawyer to defend Bisakisen. And there were banners all over Jagannath Puri. Outside the courthouse, there were 2,000 people who were saying, free Bisakisen, free Bisakisen. So much pressure was there on Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, tomorrow I will write the sentence for Bisakisen. I will produce the judgment. He is guilty. Bisakisen roared from the stand in the courthouse, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, if you dare to sentence me, I challenge you. You will not see the sunrise tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Bisakisen said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you will perish tonight. Nobody can save you now. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur suddenly got chest pain, like a heart attack. He was having so much pain. Bisakisen had put a spell on Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur could not walk. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur could not even stand. It looked as if he got a massive heart attack. 32-year-old Bhakti Vinod Thakur had to be carried on a palanquin to his home. He said, take me home. Everyone was requesting him, just drop the charges against Bisakisen. Let him go. You will not survive this. You will die. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, I am willing to die 100 times. But this apradhi who has called my Jagannath Swami a piece of dead wood, who has said that Jagannath is not God, I am God, who has criticized Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is in the line of the Atibari Sampradaya, who have offended Srila Haridas Thakur, I will not let him go. I will not let him go scot-free. I will go on a palanquin, but I will personally write his sentencing tomorrow. I will write his sentence tomorrow myself. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was undeterred. He started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly, and he told his family members, you also chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Only Harinam Aushadhi can save me. Showing such faith and having such sharanagati, such complete surrender to Krishna. Avashya Rakshive Krishna. Whose words are these? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's words. Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palana. Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palana. This is sharanagati. To have complete faith that yes, Krishna will protect me. And anyone who has such surrender, such sharanagati, Krishna will always listen to their prayers. Shadanga sharanagati hoibe jahara tahara prarthana shune Srinanda Kumara. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's chest pain was gone. As soon as he prayed, his chest pain was gone. He stood up and got ready to go to the court the next morning to do the sentencing. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur went and he said, after examining all the evidence, I have come to the conclusion that Bisakisen is guilty of conspiracy against British Raj, against the government of the state of Orissa, and against so many innocent people whose wives and daughters and sisters he has abused. Therefore, he is sentenced to jail with rigorous work. rigorous imprisonment where he has to do rigorous work. He'll be put behind bars for a long time. As Bisakisen was handcuffed and he was being led away from the court into the jail, there was a court doctor who had come to make sure that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is okay and safe. He was a British doctor. His name was Dr. Walters. He had done some research, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him that don't worry about all these mystic powers and all these magical manifestations that this Bisakisen is showing. Don't be impressed by that. These yogis, they store all their siddhis in their hair, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur casually told. So Dr. Walters had come with his surgical scissors. And as soon as Bisakisen was being sent to jail, he pounced on Bisakisen from behind and gave him a forced haircut in the cold room and shaved off his head, chopped off his locks of hair, his jata, just cut off his jata. As Bisakisen's hair fell, he lost all his power. 18 days Bisakisen was in jail, and for 18 days he had not eaten any food and had not even drunk a drop of water. And he was completely energetic and in good health for 18 days. But as soon as his hair were cut off, he lost all his mystic siddhi, which he had all his powers he had stored in his hair. He lost everything. And the starvation and dehydration of 18 days suddenly took over Bisakisen. His 2,000 followers outside the courtroom who were under a spell of Bisakisen, their spell got broken. And they said, oh, he's a bogus fellow. He's a bogus fellow. He's a bogus fellow. Okay. Okay. So he was completely finished. And then Bisakisen was jailed and he could not tolerate that. He took poison and killed himself in the jail, Bisakisen, and he died. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was completely victorious. And the dignity of Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was restored. So this is what we learn from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Acharya's complete Sharanagati. So let us practice that. Let us chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the spirit of Sharanagati. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees, I will have to leave immediately. So thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hare Hare Bol.
Thank
Hare
you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Okay, ending the call here. Thank you also.
Hare Krishna.